Hello again. This is Paul Mackey, and you are listening to the IdgetCast podcast, an intro cast for the television series Supernatural. Still no snazzy intro music. I think we'll roll that out for the first episode, although I'd have a line on something pretty snazzy. Again, I have with me our expert, John Pavlich.
Hello.
John, we're ready to introduce another one of our stable of newbies.
Let's do it.
Okay. So in a whirlwind of podcasting the past year came a new intro cast on the scene, working through all three seasons of Veronica Mars in a mad dash to complete the series and events of the Veronica Mars movie. The intro cast, Investigating Mars, did not quite make it to the movie release date, but as of this recording, still has two more episodes to record before they flash forward to the movie. By the time you actually hear this, I don't know what the situation will be. You'll probably be listening to a whole bunch of episodes of Investigating Mars before you get to the movie. I am pleased to announce that for the IdgetCast, the next of the hosts we are rolling out, a newbie to Supernatural, Yvette.
Hey, y'all. Hi.
Yvette, we're very excited to have you aboard the USS IdgetCast.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I've been meaning to watch Supernatural like for years, and it just hasn't ever happened. So, super excited.
Great. Now, was Investigating Mars your first entry into the fast-expanding field of IntroCasts?
Yes, it was my first podcasting experience ever.
And were you a listener before to other IntroCasts or podcasts?
Yeah, I listened to Potential Cast and Intro to X, and I was super excited to watch Veronica Mars. It was another one that I just had never gotten around to, and so when Heidi put the call out, I was super excited to get involved.
Great. So you're a native of New Orleans, correct?
That is correct.
Or New Orleans, if you like.
Yeah, no.
Well, you don't. Okay.
I don't either.
Okay. I know that there's a long reputation in New Orleans of being a location with spooky goings-on of one sort or another, ghost stories going back hundreds of years up through modern Anne Rice novels, Sting's Moon Over Bourbon Street, Concrete Blondes, Bloodletting, etc. Do you allow yourself to get caught up into the supernatural lore there in general?
I've definitely heard a lot. I'm also my field, I'm a historic preservationist, so I spend a lot of time in old spooky buildings. So you can't really let yourself get caught up in that. But I definitely I've been hearing ghost stories my whole life. So
sure, I bet. Down to Supernatural. Okay, there's going to be a spoiler section opportunity at the end of the episode where you and John can discuss specific elements of the show that you may have been spoiled on. I'm going to take some time to talk about myself for a second. I'll tell the general story of what happened with me and viewing Supernatural, and then you can tell us your input. At the end of the broadcast run of Joss Whedon's Angel series, the producers had put in their request to know if Angel on the Bubble at the time was coming back, and they wanted to know early prior to official announcements, and the WB took the snap decision and said no. Partially because they were bringing back Dark Shadows, theoretically, on the WB, and that never happened. In retrospect, the WB apparently regretted canceling Angel, and in any case, between Firefly and Angel, I was sick of network genre shows and took it out on Supernatural, which I felt like might be the unworthy successor to Angel at this point on the WB. I'm probably taking the risk of having gotten through my own incredibly detailed response to the question and getting a short answer from you, but why didn't you initially catch up with Supernatural?
For some reason, in my mind, Supernatural was linked to Smallville, and I have no idea why I thought those two things were going to be the same show, and I don't like superheroes, and I have, no use, really, for that superhero genre, even though I love Buffy, and that means she's kind of a superhero, but mm-hmm. I guess, in my mind, I don't know why I thought it was going to be like Smallville, but I just avoided it because that's what I thought.
Sure.
I'd say the only way they're really sort of connected is that they were both on the WB, and they're both Canadian productions.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both shooting. I assume they're both shooting in similar locations. Actually, I think I no, never mind. Spoilers. Can't say that now. I'll say it when it comes time. And not to put further words in your mouth, but my impression when I was when I was failing to watch it was that it was just a series with beefcake value for teen girls. And I hope you heard the air quotes on the just there. But
what year did it come out?
It came out in 05, is that correct, John?
I don't have the information in front of me, but that sounds right.
And I think Angel concluded in 04, and there was a summer, and then fall of 05 was Supernatural. And yeah. Like I said, I don't know that they were. I don't know that the absence of Angel was connected with the passing of Supernatural into the schedule, but it felt that way to me.
I was also like in college at that point, so I don't think I was watching anything at all on television in like 2005, 2006, etc. Like I was super busy.
Sure. All right. Well, for this is a pretty much a mini episode to introduce everybody. I want to say again, I'm happy to have really the both of you on EduCast, and I want to thank the audience and you guys for joining me for tonight for your introduction.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me be on. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun.
Well, we're going to go ahead and dispense with the spoiler alert for the end. Apparently, which we just talked about a little bit off the air, you don't actually have anything that you're spoiled on. Is that correct?
That is correct. I know that it's two brothers. I know their names, and I know that it involves supernatural creatures. That's it.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty much like we can dispense then with the spoiler section, and no one has to listen to that horrible klaxon I developed for this episode. All right, so I will say, in this case, good night from Elk River, Minnesota.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.